Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You're looking in with the wrong people. Wow. Loving on the wrong people. You're not getting wisdom on who you should trust your heart with. And as soon as you hook up with them, they already planning how to take everything you got and how to leave you with jack. It happens every day. We talk to people even on this week in our conference call, people who are in that same situation. And they're like, my God, if I only knew of you, the generals, before I made these decisions, if I only talked to somebody that has some real wisdom and not just spitting some cliches, not just spitting some of these old adages, not just talking about what is rehearsed and already preached over the pulpit for the last 50 years, gotta do it. He'll turn and they hollering, and because they do it with excitement and they have a fancy new rag that's purple with their initials on it and they waving around and they get to jump on a pew and they get to sweat and they have the latest clothes and they look handsome, but she looks beautiful. People flock to them, but not receiving one true word of wisdom to help them get into the cycle of a lifestyle of blessings. Heavenly Father, I thank you even right now for the word of God that you have shared with your people. Thank you, Lord, even now that we are learning to expose our weakness, our dominant weakness, that we are going to mark those who have been sent from hell to distract us. We're going to mark those who are sent from hell to feed and strengthen our weakness, that we ourselves are going to take accountability and run from temptation to apply wisdom and strategy of how to evade from that. You told us in your word that you will always give us a way of escape, even for those who are in sin, even for those who are feeding their weakness. Open up a way of escape out of that relationship. Open up a way of escape, Lord, to turn from their ways, to renew their mindset. Open up a way of escape, Lord, for wisdom and application to be applied so that they can get out of that and get into the fervency, the prosperity, the promotion, the protection. It's hard to protect when they are in their weakness and feeding it. But you protect those that are working with you. You protect and guard those that are true with you, that are honest with you. And I thank you, Lord, that they're going to take an honest approach. They're going to hype up their fasting and their praying. They're going to seek out wisdom for strategy. They're going to allow, hallelujah, you to come and invade their life so that their kingdom can be set, so that they too can be a delightsome land. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you all of the honor, for we are going to give you all of us, not just some, but all of us, even as the scripture went forward in Acts 10. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
I want you all to repeat after me. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me and say, I will recognize my dominant weakness.
Recognize my dominant weakness.
Woo! And if you missed it, then you got work to do. Even after we hang up, if you got to schedule a session with us to talk to us more in detail, a confidential ear, if you need to pray, you need to fast anyway. So therefore, you got work to do. Work out. Work out your own salvation. Start implementing strategies. Some of you all need to get in a secret place, a quiet place, and now start looking at who you have allowed access to you, who in your life is adding to you, what voices around you are condoning your mess, who's promoting you and pulling you out of that gunk. It's time now to mark people. It's time now to assess yourself, and it's time to be real. Now, if you assess yourself and you're real, and you're saying, you know what, I'm straight the way I am, at least be real about that. Because God said either you hot or cold. Don't be lukewarm. Don't play him. He's not a stupid God. So some people, I could respect them a little bit more. I'm like, you're still going to hell, but I can respect you. Because what they do is they say, you know what, I know what I am. I know what I'm doing is wrong. I've been taught better. I know the word of God, but I'm having too much fun, so it is what it is. If I burn, I burn. Like, they're that bold with it. And I'm like, well, at least you're not playing God. Don't go through the emotional roller coaster, raise your own blood pressure, going through all of this stress. At least do you. And at least you know the consequence thereof. But I can respect a person and know their whereabouts than somebody that's yo-yoing and lukewarm. So in the name of Jesus, I'm finished. General Andrew wants to have words. I thank God for my husband. Mm-hmm. He is the protector of my soul. He is faithful to me. We were talking, people of God, and we've been together over a decade. And do you not know, this was a shock to me. And over the decade we've been together, do you know how many nights we've spent apart from each other? This was astonishing. We really looked, and I had to search my mind because I said, surely we've done it. And we looked and we went, and I cannot for the life of me find any time other than one night in the first year of our marriage where he went out of town with my family. We were in Illinois. He went to Michigan, stayed overnight. But we've only spent one night away from each other. Wow. I said, over a decade, we've been together every single night. I said, no wonder God is so good. Now, some people can't say that because they do have to travel for their work, or they do have to go, you know, if you're in the military, he may have had deployment. But other than that, I have a great testimony. But you're talking to somebody that knows their weakness, and you're talking to people who knows how to make a marriage work. He's not spent one night away from me. Even when I had to go out of town, I worked some very good jobs. I'm all corporate America. But before I came off my job to work full-time ministry, they would send me out of town across the nation to do conferences, to do all types of things. And guess what? Who would come right along with me? My husband. I mean, it was like almost like a very fun thing. I would spend all day in a hotel conference room doing presentations, and then everybody's going out. They're like, yeah, come out with us. We're going to catch a few drinks. I said, that's okay. And I'll go back, and I have a secret in my room. I have a secret in my hotel bed. And me and him will paint the town red. And some of my coworkers, they'll catch us walking through the lobby, and they'll look like, who is she with? And sometimes I just love to be mysterious. Like, hey, if you want to know, you better ask directly. If not, you're going to know I got a good thing in my hotel room. And so they didn't know he was my husband. Mm-hmm. But he would come along right with me. Sometimes they'll pay for him, and other times I'll just go in my own pocket, and I'll pay for his ticket, or he'll pay for himself. But he would be right there with me. And I said, God, I thank you that at 2 in the morning I'm not looking over and I'm feeling the side of the bed that he sleeps on and he's not there. And I'm texting him, he's not answering. He doesn't come home to 4 in the morning. There are some people that experience that. Mm-hmm. And I pray for them. They come to us. But I said, God, I thank you. I celebrate a good man because of his good character, he's able to be an excellent spiritual father. Because of what he does and how he treats me, that makes our ground that much fertile. That's why I tell people, I said, you can be called all you want, but if your marriage isn't on lockdown, your fertility is stunted. Our ground would not be as fertile as it is if he was not doing what he needed to do as a husband, because this is the first ministry. As we feed our first ministry and our marriage is fertile, it just enhances the nutrients of the ground of the ministry.
Amen.
That's why we got to work on our marriage every day, every week, every month. We got to stay in love. I got to nourish his needs emotionally, physically, spiritually, and he has to feed mine. Because as we keep feeding each other, we're taking care of the first ministry, which is our marriage, and then that's like putting manure, just rich, nutrient manure in soil and just making that ground extra fertile.
Amen.
This is why. So I tell people all the time, you can have your ministries, but I said, together, y'all got to be one. I tell people all the time, there was one person that signed up for a prophetic coaching call, and she was like, well, he has his ministry, but I'm not really in it. He does his own thing. He has another lady that's running a women's department. I said, boy. I said, so he got a ministry, but you don't. But both of y'all married. I don't understand that. How can a husband have a ministry, a wife have a separate ministry? Together. First of all, that's double the work. Together, you come together. And as you feed on each other, as you love on each other, the fertility would be that much more ripe. I'm telling you, y'all want to know some secrets? It's so simple. It's right before your eyes. But this is why it works. We're giving you a behind-the-scenes look because a lot of people are just like, whoa. Everything that gets thrown at them, they come out even stronger. That's because we learn through the Holy Spirit what works. Amen. Say amen. It's my husband, the general, the Black Nostradamus. and the General Andrew Bouts prophet comes to greet you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praises be to God for my awesome, awesome wife, Apostle Aprile. And that was a powerful, powerful message. We thank God for that message and thank God for her honor and everything that she said is true about our marriage, and just everything she taught on today is just powerful. So I just want to pray over. Father, I thank you for this dear, precious vessel of the Lord. Thank you for her life, Lord God. Cover her, Lord God, with your blood, even as she taught unto us and poured out into us. Pour back into her in the name of Jesus. Let there be no retaliation or backlash, Lord God, but let the virtue that has went out go back in supernaturally, for we decree it and declare so. We touch and agree. In Jesus' wonder-working name, let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm telling you, what she talked about, your dominant weakness, you guys, is so important, recognizing your dominant weakness. Even in AA, you know, where people go to that have had drug issues or alcoholic consumption issues, even in AA, they tell you that the first step to recovery is recognizing your weakness, recognizing that you are an addict or recognizing that you are an alcoholic. When you get that first step, the rest is going to come like clockwork. It's going to be easier to walk through that. So that even in AA, which was actually, if you guys didn't know, actually AA was founded off the Bible. It was founded off Christianity. Right. You can do your research. So it's all coming from God. Recognize your weakness. A person who don't have a weakness or say they don't have a weakness has pride. And pride is the first sin. It's the mother of all sins, because Lucifer, he sinned against God because he was prideful. So I tell everybody, and a lot of leaders I know, and then I'm going to close out because I'm not going to, she just preached, but I just got to say this. A lot of leaders I know that I come in contact with have a lot of pride because God uses leaders, but we got to be careful with that, because a lot of leaders that I talk to, and I tell them about certain things or issues, they say, well, that ain't me. I ain't got this. I ain't got that, as if they're perfect, as if they're perfect. You are only perfect when you're under the glory of God. After you come down, after that glory releases, then you're a regular human being again. And you have to recognize that.
Right.
And if you don't recognize that, if you don't understand that, that's what pride creeps in. And that's what we all know. We all know what it say. Pride comes before a fall. It comes before a fall. So,
amen.
So work on that, leaders. I believe this was for everybody, but specifically I believe this message the Holy Spirit was saying is for leaders that are leaders now currently, and also leaders in training, leaders to be. So, amen. That was a powerful, powerful message. Glory be to God. I release the glory over everyone's life on today. I release miracles over your life today, abundance over your life today, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We love you guys so very much. Stay encouraged. And if any new people, if this is your first, your first time coming on, being with us in the service, feel free to visit our website, www.kci.world. Feel free to email my team. They will get the message to us. If you want to email us directly at info@kci.world. And if you're looking for a ministry, a Bible-based ministry, a supernatural ministry, we welcome you. We do have physical churches in other areas, other regions, but we keep the line open also for people who may not be able to get to a physical church. So feel free to join the family. We welcome you. We love you. And like I said, just contact my management team, my administrative team, and let them know you're looking for a covering. And those of you all who are new, and they'll give you the details on how to do that. Amen. Love you guys so very much. I want you guys to be blessed. And remember this, I'm not just saying this, but in 7 to 21 days, many of you all on this call right now, in this service, are going to experience miracles. Bills are going to get paid. Bodies are going to get healed. Matter of fact, even as I'm speaking now, the glory is healing a woman. You have been having shoulder problems. Your shoulder has been hurting. God is showing me. He's touching you right now. The angel of healing is in some of you all houses right now. Whew. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I'm not trying to be nasty, but I see somebody who has a woman that's been having, like, like issues in her private area. God is touching and healing you right now. Glory be to God. There's also another woman on here. You didn't tell anybody, but you've been having soreness around your breast. It's like the enemy wants to try to throw cancer at it, but God is healing you right now. Somebody else been having back problems and back pain.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fire! Thank you, Lord. Now. Do you feel that? Holy Ghost fire. Some of you all are going to feel wind rush across you. Those are angels' wings when you feel that wind. That is the glory. Some of you all are going to feel the fire of God. Some of you all are going to feel electricity. The electricity comes directly from the throne. He's touching and releasing miracles even right now. Hallelujah. Anytime the generals, anytime anybody under our covering, we get on here and we release, you can expect something to happen supernaturally in your life.
Amen.
I love you guys very much. And as I oftentimes say, be prepared for the supernatural.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the generals.